The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as you know, this is the weekend we've all been looking forward to. I personally can't wait to see Kansas City walk away with the trophy this evening. Did you know that's where I'm born? I was born in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. Well, that isn't actually why I'm here today. I'm speaking at all the masses this weekend because I have the enviable job of serving as your Bishop's Lenten Appeal Commitment Weekend Facilitator. If the ushers now would please distribute the envelopes, the commitment envelopes, you'll find pencils in the pews if you need one. Please, whether or not you've already given to the BLA, take an envelope this morning. Basically, in the first reading, we're exhorted to choose the good. You can either choose the good or evil, but you are going to be given what you choose. This law in Christ is fulfilled as the law of love. If you give love, charity, you will be shown love, charity. This is the wisdom that can only be revealed by God. We would never come to this conclusion on our own. St. Paul in the second reading says, "We speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age know. What eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit." This past Friday night, I attended the Catholic Charities Ball, and it was a room filled with people who choose to love. There were about 900 people, and it seems almost beyond possible, but we made our goal of $1.5 million at the ball. Likewise, our parish goal for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal this year is $525,000. Seems like a lot of money. It keeps going up every year, doesn't it? Our parish, St. Bernadette, is given this role in the vital work of love through the many offices in the diocese. We rely on nearly every office in the diocese funded by the BLA to do our work locally in the parish. More important than the amount, the level of participation in the parish is really important. Right now, we are 25% of our way to goal, with about 180 or 4% of parish families participating. In recent years, we normally have a participation of about 20 to 24%, and the bishop is encouraging all of us to raise that participation to 30%. Even a small gift, $20 or $50 or $100, is most welcome. So first we have a letter from Bishop Burbage. "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the theme for this year's Bishop's Lenten Appeal is shared with the second preparatory year of our diocesan Golden Jubilee. My soul rejoices in the Lord and draws our attention to our Blessed Mother. Each of us can seek to imitate the perfect example of Mary by proclaiming the greatness of the Lord each day as we live our faith and share our blessings. When we support the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, we help to bring the glorious gift of Jesus to thousands of people in need of spiritual, charitable, and educational assistance across our diocese. I respectfully ask that if your circumstances allow, you prayerfully consider a sacrificial pledge to this important appeal. Your gift will be used to enrich and improve the lives of others and will be an instrument of the joy and peace that only Christ can give. I am grateful to all of you who have given in the past to this appeal. In a few moments, we will guide you through the pledging process. Please be assured of my prayers for you. Through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, may our Lord Jesus bless you abundantly, now and always. Sincerely in Christ, Michael F. Burbage, Bishop of Arlington. So as your pastor, I also want to thank all of you who have already pledged this year to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, as well as those who have given in past years. The ministries and services funded by the Bishop's Lenten Appeal help our parish in its own pastoral work and are vital to thousands of people in need across our diocese. This BLA is something that I strongly believe each and every one of us should support. Each donation, no matter the amount, is important. Please know that all the monies collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal are restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries that are described in the appeal materials. Many of these ministries and services help our parish as well. Our church, more than ever, needs us to remain united so that together we may share the hope and love of Christ with everyone we encounter. So now I ask you to pause and reflect, if you haven't already, on how you can make a truly sacrificial pledge to this appeal to the best of your ability. I realize that each of us has different circumstances, and the amount of your donation is unique to your own financial situation. However, we all have a responsibility to support our diocesan church through this appeal. Our goal is that we might even achieve 100% participation from our parish. Again, this year, our diocese has a special challenge gift that will match new and increased BLA gifts. So for every dollar you donate higher than the gift amount you gave last year to the BLA, this challenge gift will match up to $250,000 with an equal donation. And if you are donating for the first time to the BLA, your entire donation will be matched. This is wonderful news, and I ask you to consider prayerfully your ability to increase your gift and have that increased amount matched. We will walk through the pledge process so that everyone can complete the form together. By going through this with you, it actually takes much less time and allows us to pace ourselves so that we can finish in just a few minutes. If you prefer, instead of filling out the pledge envelope, you may scan the QR code on the inside of the pledge envelope flap, and it'll take you directly to the BLA giving page, and you may use this time now to enter your pledge and payment information while others are completing the paper pledge envelope. Also, you could simply take this envelope home and bring it back with you next weekend if you need more time. For those here at Mass filling out a pledge card, please complete the section on the inside, now if you open the envelope, and print your name, your spouse's name if applicable, address, and phone number. Please also provide your email address. If you have already contributed to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal by mail or online, you'll find in the center section on the lower part of the first box that says I have already contributed. So please check that box in the center of the pledge envelope. To avoid duplication of your pledge, please do not fill out any additional pledge information on the right side of this form. If you have not already pledged by mail or online, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge now that can be paid throughout the year. We encourage pledging as it allows us to make a sacrificial gift that can be paid throughout the year. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid in full. You may also go online to make payments in your pledge. Please refer to the right side of the pledge envelope now and check the box or write in the amount of your pledge or gift in the space provided. It's this orange shaded area on the right-hand side. Now please write the amount of your pledge on the total amount pledged. If you wish to include a payment now, please write the amount of the payment on the amount enclosed line. Then subtract this amount from the total pledge amount and write the balance on the last line. Please check the appropriate box on the left if your payment enclosed is a check or cash. If you include cash or checks today, when you place them in the envelope and you seal it, make sure that you don't include the pencil also in the envelope, because we'll need those for later masses. If you wish to pay your pledge by credit card or direct debit, you may go to the diocesan website, or you may scan the QR code on the envelope, which will take you directly there. If you are not enclosing a payment now, please put a zero in the amount enclosed line and write in the balance to be paid amount on that line. If you would, please, on the bottom left, above the shaded box, if you would write the name of St. Bernadette Parish on the line provided so that we will receive proper credit for your donation. Finally, on the front panel of the envelope, you'll see there's a white box on the upper left. I ask you please to write your name, your last name, in the space provided. When you leave after Mass today, you can give this envelope to an usher, or we can ask the ushers now please to pass the baskets to collect your commitment envelopes. Remember, if you're not ready to make a pledge or gift this weekend, please take it home and bring it back next weekend, or use the QR code to go to the giving page on the diocesan website. On behalf of Bishop Burbage, most especially on behalf of all the people in our diocese who will benefit from your compassionate gift, I thank you for your pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, and may God bless you.